But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
Under the Influence with Terry O'Reilly.
Bernard was born on a farm in the East Midlands of England in 1950. His father raised chickens and sold the eggs for income. His mother was a nanny. The farmhouse had no electricity and no modern plumbing at all. Bernard wasn't a diligent student, left school at the age of 15, and found a job as an apprentice at a local newspaper. While school assignments bored him, he did have a flair for writing. His grandfather was a teacher, and his mother was fond of French literature, and they instilled a love of poetry in young Bernard. While at the newspaper, Bernard flirted with becoming a journalist, but soon left that job and drifted with friends, drinking, shooting pool, and, because he loved music, going to dance halls. Then one day in 1967, Bernard spotted an ad in the New Musical Express, a British music newspaper. The ad had been placed by Liberty Records. They had a job opening for a songwriter. So Bernard stuffed a handful of poems he had written into an envelope and mailed it to the record company. Meanwhile, a 23-year-old named Reg was kicking around London. He had been a bit of a child prodigy, able to pick out melodies on the piano at 3 years of age. That talent got him a scholarship at the Royal Academy of Music at the age of 11. While he had a difficult relationship with his father, Both parents were musically inclined and were avid record buyers. When his mother brought home a record by Elvis, Reg was hooked on rock and roll. At the age of 17, he formed a blues band. But what he wanted to do most of all was write music for other performers. Then, one day in 1967, he spotted an ad in the New Musical Express. The ad had been placed by Liberty Records. They had a job opening for a songwriter. So Reg stuffed a bunch of songs he had been composing into an envelope and dropped it off at the record company. Liberty Records saw something in Reg. They wanted him to start writing songs for their stable of artists. Except it was one problem. Music came easily to Reg, but lyrics did not. So the Liberty Records executive reached into a pile of envelopes from lyric writers, randomly pulled one out, and gave it to Reg. On the tube ride home that night, Reg opened the envelope and began reading the poetry inside. They were written by someone named Bernard, and they were pretty good. So Reg set some of the poetry to his music and mailed the results to Bernard. They continued writing long distance in two separate towns until they finally met 6 months later. Not long after, Reg and Bernard were hired as staff writers by music publisher Dick James to compose material for various artists. It was a big opportunity because Dick James was the Beatles' music publisher. Then, on the advice of another record executive, Reg and Bernard began writing songs that Reg himself could sing. The first tune was titled I've Been Loving You, and an album was recorded in 1968. Despite a few good reviews, the song and LP went nowhere. But the second album was a different story. One composition in particular, titled Your Song, was written by Bernard when he was just 17. It was first recorded by Three Dog Night, but when Reg recorded it for their second LP, it reached the top 10. That's when Reg changed his name to Elton John, and Bernard, better known as Bernie Taupin, forged their amazing partnership. Elton John and Bernie Taupin have been writing songs together for over 50 years, a remarkable feat in an industry full of contentious breakups. They have sold over 250 million albums, 100 million singles. They have 35 gold records, 25 platinum records. They've been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and they still write songs apart, living not only in different cities, but often different countries. Bernie used to fax his lyrics to Elton. Now he emails them. And it all started because they both answered the same Help Wanted ad back in 1967. Help Wanted ads are a big part of the world of marketing. While many recruitment ads are dry and boring, there are exceptions to the rule. Some companies and organizations are realizing they have to employ highly creative ads in order to attract the best applicants. Finding the right people in the right places is the single most difficult task a company faces. Sometimes, it's like trying to find gold in a silver mine.
You're under the influence.
For most of my life, the unemployment rate was a constant reminder that there never seems to be enough jobs available for work-aged adults. But recently, Canada's job vacancies reached an all-time high. There were nearly 1 million unfilled jobs. Unemployment and job vacancies seem to be inching closer to a one-to-one basis, a relationship we've never seen before. There are a lot of reasons for this. Many industries laid employees off during the pandemic and are now trying to rehire. Over 300,000 Canadians are retiring every year, up 50% from just a decade ago. Birth rates are low. Then there was the Great Resignation. The pandemic prompted people to reevaluate their lives, and many felt unfulfilled by their jobs, so they quit. All of which led to record-setting job openings. Historically, job recruitment ads have been dry and boring. They used to rule the classified sections of newspapers. Phrases like self-starter, highly motivated, and ability to multitask populated virtually every soul-destroying employment ad ever written. But some companies are not only creating recruitment ads that are smart and surprising, they're posting those ads in the most unusual places. Not long ago, IKEA was building a megastore in Australia. The furniture company needed to find hundreds of employees. Now, they could have placed help wanted ads in local newspapers and online, but they chose a more interesting route. If you've ever purchased furniture from IKEA, you'll know they come in boxes with instructions for self-assembly. So IKEA tucked an extra sheet of instructions into every box of furniture. The sheet was titled Career Instructions. Subtitle, Assemble Your Future. Essentially, it told people that IKEA was looking for staff and gave instructions on how to apply. It was a very smart idea. First, it was an amusing take on the famous IKEA instructions their customers know so well. Second, they were speaking directly to IKEA customers. In other words, people who already liked the brand. Third, the sheet could be passed along to friends and family. And here's the best part. Customers delivered the job ads to themselves. Zero media money was spent, zero postage required. The career instructions attracted 4,200 applications for 280 positions. It was smart, inside-the-box thinking. Not long ago, Volkswagen France needed to recruit 1,000 talented mechanics. That's a tall order. The first step was to carefully consider where to post their ads. They wanted to be efficient with their job postings, placing them where the most mechanics would see them. Here's what they did. VW distributed cars that were in need of repairs to garages all over France. Knowing talented mechanics would quickly figure out what was wrong with the cars, VW discreetly hid recruitment ads on the parts that needed replacement. So when a mechanic removed a damaged exhaust system from one of the cars, there was a sticker on the tailpipe that said, "Yes, the exhaust pipe must be changed. Speaking of change, how would you like to come work for us?" A message on a malfunctioning battery said, "Good analysis. The battery is dead. If yours is too, don't hesitate to contact us." And a message on a dirty air filter said, "Well spotted. You found a dirty air filter. If you need a breath of fresh air, contact us." Each of the ads had a QR code that took mechanics to the VW website where they could apply for a job. It was incredibly successful for VW. They were able to fill all 1,000 positions. The title of the Hidden Parts campaign was, appropriately, Inside Jobs. Security departments at airports around the world are in constant need of personnel, and finding experienced security people is not easy. So a company called Shield Security in the Netherlands came up with an unorthodox way to advertise job openings. They did it by creating a custom-built briefcase. Inside the briefcase was a recruitment message made out of steel letters. So when the briefcase passed through the X-ray scanner at various airports, the security staff could clearly see the message. It said, "Wanted. Experienced security personnel. Apply at shieldsecurity.nl." Not only did the briefcase attract applicants, but it got a ton of attention from the security business press, which attracted even more applicants. It was a case of very smart thinking. While some job recruitment ads can be spied inside briefcases, some ads are actually for recruiting spies.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Back in World War II, Bletchley Park was the top-secret location for codebreakers in England. Bletchley was a mansion that sat on 58 acres in the English countryside. It had been purchased by Britain's Secret Intelligence Service because, while it was hidden in the country, it was also centrally located near a railway station, and high-volume communication links were available at nearby telephone and telegraph terminals. Highly gifted mathematicians and communications specialists were brought together there to try and break codes used by German forces. At that time, Bletchley was trying to crack the infamous Nazi Enigma code. The electric Enigma machine was said to be capable of producing 150 million, million, million combinations of letters. But recruiting codebreakers posed a problem. The job positions and the purpose of Bletchley itself had to remain top secret. That's when a newspaper crossword puzzle offered a solution. In 1942, the Daily Telegraph newspaper in London published its 5,000th daily crossword puzzle. Surprisingly, that milestone puzzle led to a flood of letters to the editor complaining that the cryptic crosswords had become too easy. Many said they were solving them in just minutes. Those printed letters caught the eye of MI6, the British intelligence service, who spotted a recruiting opportunity. They contacted the Telegraph editor and suggested the newspaper offer a prize to anyone who could solve the puzzle in under 12 minutes. So the Telegraph issued a challenge to readers to come into its newsroom to try and solve the crossword under test conditions. Those that could solve the puzzle in under 12 minutes would win a prize of £100. 25 readers took up the challenge. Five of those readers were able to finish the crossword in well under 12 minutes. One did it in seven. A few weeks after the test, those five puzzle solvers received a confidential letter in the mail inviting them to a meeting at a government location to, quote, discuss a matter of national importance. There, they were asked to sign an Official Secrets Act. Then, they were recruited to work at Station X, the code name for Bletchley. The remarkable work done there was immortalized in films like Enigma and The Imitation Game. It is said Bletchley's amazing male and female codebreakers shortened the war by 2 to 4 years. The FBI did a little headhunting recently, and it posted the ads in the most unlikely place, right outside the Russian embassy in Washington. The FBI wanted to capitalize on any dissatisfaction or anger within Russian diplomatic or spy services over the invasion of Ukraine. Counterintelligence experts identified the war as a huge opportunity for the U.S. intelligence community to recruit Russian-speaking operatives. But how do you get job ads in front of them? Here's what they did. The FBI created geofenced ads. Geofencing is an advertising strategy where ads are placed in a very specific geographical location and are fenced off, so to speak, so nobody outside that geographical spot can see or hear them. So, if somebody was standing next to the Russian embassy's stone walls in Washington, they would see FBI recruitment ads on Google and in their Facebook and Twitter feeds. But if you walked past the Russian embassy or crossed the street, the ads disappeared. The recruitment ads also capitalized on something Putin said. In a recent meeting, Putin publicly embarrassed his intelligence chief by disagreeing with him on a certain policy and chastising the chief to, quote, speak plainly, which left the chief stammering and unsure of what Putin wanted him to say. So the FBI lifted that moment and inserted it into their recruitment ads, reminding Russian intelligence officers that Putin had humiliated their boss, then said in both English and Russian, speak plainly, we're ready to listen. When an agent clicked on the ad, they were directed to the webpage of the FBI's counterintelligence office, where they were invited to come in for a confidential talk. The Russian foreign minister was not happy. Last August was the 75th anniversary of Australia's Foreign Intelligence Cybersecurity Agency, the Australian Signals Directorate, or ASD for short. To celebrate that milestone, the ASD contracted the Royal Australian Mint to issue a limited edition commemorative coin. 50,000 coins were minted. The ASD Director General said the coin celebrated the work of the agency's members and the evolution of code breaking. She went on to say that back in World War II, the Australian military and civilian staff, mostly women, used pencil and paper to decode Japanese military codes and then re-encode them to send them out to allies. But these new coins were designed to be more than just commemorative. They were also a novel recruitment strategy. The coins actually contained 4 layers of encrypted code. The ASD said each layer of encryption was progressively harder to solve. Top Australian encryption experts had worked closely with the Mint to design the complex coins. If you were extremely meticulous, it was theoretically possible to get through the first 3 levels with just a pencil and paper, but you would need a computer to solve the final code. The Director General said that anyone who could decipher the complex coin encryption would be invited to interview for a career at the Australian Intelligence Agency. The coins were released to the public at 8:45 a.m. on Thursday, September 1st, 2022. That morning, as the coins were being released, the intelligence agency issued a press release saying the complex encryption on the coins had been carefully created by the top ASD staff, who use their extraordinary skills to operate in the slim area between the difficult and the impossible. Then, just over 1 hour after the release of the coins, the codes were all cracked by a 14-year-old boy. The ASD was gobsmacked. The director general said it was just unbelievable. In a press release, the ASD said they were looking forward to meeting the boy and recruiting him. After the terrorist attacks in Paris in 2015, the British Government Communications Headquarters, or GCHQ, announced it was recruiting 1,900 skilled high-tech personnel. It wanted to create a dedicated department to combat cybercrime. To do that, it chose a novel recruiting method. There is an area in East London called Shoreditch, which is a hub for tech startups. Amazon, Google, and Facebook also have offices there. The GCHQ identified the area as a target-rich environment. The medium it chose to advertise the job openings was graffiti. But it specifically chose reverse graffiti, whereby a stencil is put on the sidewalk and a power washer only cleans the areas where the letters are. So when the stencil is removed, the letters show up as clean graffiti etched out of the sidewalk's own grime. The messages last for a small amount of time and are designed to eventually disappear. No paint or spray cans required. The graffiti said there were job openings at the GCHQ, then listed a website address. The ads attracted a lot of curious job seekers. Except there was one problem. Many applicants had trouble accessing the website. They were greeted by a forbidden notice. At first, people thought it was another code-breaking test to weed out applicants. But as it turned out, it wasn't. The website URL simply didn't work on all browsers. It was a technical snafu. Clearly, the GCHQ really did need new technical recruits in a hurry. Every business struggles to populate its company with the smartest people per square foot. Where do you find the best people? How do you attract their attention? And every job ad contains a revealing subtext. What the ad says, how it says it, and where the ad is placed says so much about that company's culture. That's why IKEA's career instructions ad in the box was so smart. It wasn't only inexpensive and perfectly in keeping with IKEA, it also created an entirely new media channel. Volkswagen's idea of hiding recruitment ads on faulty car parts was equally efficient. It got its ads directly under the noses of potential applicants. So did the FBI. By using digital geofencing, the Bureau leveraged Putin's own words to persuade disillusioned Russian operatives to walk out on Russia as they walked out of the Russian embassy doors. Sometimes recruitment ads are not just ads, they're tests to identify the best applicants, as the Bletchley crossword and ASD coins did. And sometimes, job ads inadvertently reveal the urgency of the unfilled positions, as the malfunctioning GCHQ graffiti ads did. While all of these creative job ads were unique and unusual, they all had two important elements in common. They were all placed in surprising locations, and they all followed the golden rule of recruiting: fish where the fish are. When you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer, Jeff Devine. Research, Patrick James Aslan. Under the Influence theme by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre. Music in this episode provided by APM Music. Follow me on social at Terry O. Influence. This is season 12 of Under the Influence. If you're enjoying this episode, you might also like Timing is Everything, season 2, episode 3. You'll find it in our archives wherever you listen to the show. And you can now find our podcasts on the Apostrophe YouTube channel. Or you can listen ad-free, I won't judge, on Amazon Music. See you next week.
Fun fact, the ASD coin contained four kinds of encrypted codes. One that was developed during the Roman Empire, one that was used during the Second World War, and two different 21st century binary codes. That kid was no dummy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.